how did it come about that you moved down to West Sussex?
Well, when I had this baby, first of all, I went down to Cornwall. Then I had my second child, and we decided that I would have my mother-in-law's little cottage in Bosham, the castle. So I moved up with my two small children.
And what was that like?
Hectic. No mod cons. Strict rationing. Very little, no sort of entertainments of any kind, no televisions. But we were all young war widows or young war wives with husbands in the various forces. So we all got together and looked after our small children, swapped clothes, tried to keep the food going between us. Of course, the local fishermen were very helpful, although they were not officially allowed out. They used to sometimes take a boat out and come back with a catch, which of course was wonderful. Then there were cockles that you could get on the end of the quay. So the cockles were very helpful to the diet.
Did you grow vegetables as well?
No garden in the castle, no.
Did other people in Bosham grow
vegetables? Oh yes, yes, they certainly did, and they kept hens. And of course rabbits were available. So somehow we all managed.
Did people help each other out?
Yes, they did.
They were
wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, they really were.
So you managed to get a few eggs and rabbits?
Yes, yes, all that helped.
Yeah.
We swapped clothes, made from parachute silk.
Did you made them yourself?
I'm afraid I did, yes.
What sort of clothes?
Well, children's clothes, of course, we used to swap with, you know, as they grew up.
Yeah.
They used to pass down to younger children. So all that was very helpful. But there was a great wartime spirit.